Now, if ever I heard an oxymoron in the kingdom of God, it would have to be the term godly self-confidence. Hang on, if our confidence is supposed to be in Christ, how can there be such a thing as godly self-confidence? Either your confidence is in Christ or your confidence is in yourself, your own gifts, your own abilities and resources. It's either one or the other, right? Well, not so, according to my guest. Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond. Welcome to the program today as I ask my special guest those very questions. Awesome week again this week because my special guest from last week, Dr. Barry Chan, is with us again this week. Barry's just released his latest book, Living in the Image of God. And if you're able to join us for some or all of last week, you'll know that he's really gifted in bringing biblical truths to light in a way that, really impacts the lives that we live. Now, Barry, last week we were chatting about knowing who we are, understanding our identity in Christ because we're made in God's image. Quick recap, what's that all about? Why is it important to know who we are in Christ?
Thanks, Bernie. It's important to know that because if we don't know who we are, then we don't really know what we're here for and what we have to do with our lives, I guess. But knowing who we are in Christ also gives us a great sense of confidence, a great sense of stability, a great sense of assurance, so that we can face life confidently. It's more than that. It's not just so you can face life confidently. It's also so that you just have a sense of peace about yourself and you're not constantly full of self-examination and even self-recrimination. You're saying, well, my strength is in Christ, my identity is in Christ, my security is in Christ, my hope is in Christ. It's knowing a safe place to be, I suppose, is one way to put it.
Yeah. Now, today we're going to look at something you've written about in your book called godly self-confidence. Now, if ever there was a theological oxymoron, that'd have to be it, wouldn't it? I mean, isn't the whole point of faith that we should have our confidence, as you just said, in Christ, not in ourselves? So what's this godly self-confidence thing all about?
Well, when we come to Christ, to quote a well-known verse of Scripture, the Bible says we are God's workmanship, created in Christ Jesus to do good works which he prepared in advance for us to walk in.
Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10.
You know it, yes.
Also, you couldn't graduate from Barry's class without being able to quote that one, so that's why I know it. That's the joke.
Yeah, that's good. And, of course, other passages say things like, if anyone is in Christ, he's a new creation. The old has passed, the new has come. So when you become a Christian, something happens, you become a new person. That kind of changes everything, really. If you know that, if you know that you're a new person in Christ, then you have the confidence to be who you are, to act accordingly. Let me give you a very simple illustration. Many years ago, I got involved in a rather bad financial arrangement, which left me holding the baby. Mm-hmm. And so I had to go and confront a number of business houses and ask for time to pay off, which we did. But I went to one place. It was a multinational company, and I had to go and face this multinational company and plead for grace. And I remember standing on the footpath outside and saying to myself, in a bit of a godly self-talk, saying, Barry, when you go in there, you're going to finish up eventually with one man on the other side of a desk. You're not going to talk to the whole company. You're just going to talk to one man. And you'll be on your side, but you'll have the Lord on your side too, and you can handle it. And it was oversimplifying things, but it was a way of reassuring myself to say, I can handle this. Mm. I can handle this. I needn't be afraid. I needn't be full of fear or apprehension. I can do this. And so I marched in and demanded to see the CEO and got his office and sat in front of him. And he was very gracious and kind, and we sorted it all out. That's a kind of a bit of a trite example, but that's the sort of thing where knowing who we are in Christ, knowing that he lives within us by his Spirit, knowing the promises of God and his word, these are the things that enable us to act with a confidence that we would not have otherwise. So it's not actually a confidence in yourself, but it's a confidence in God as yourself. If that makes sense. What I mean by that is you're not looking for someone else to help you out. You know that with God with you, that you can do it yourself with God's help. So it's confidence as yourself rather than in yourself.
Well, what about the gifts and abilities that he's given us? Does that come into this as well?
Oh, yeah, it does. And different people have different gifts, of course. So it certainly comes into that. And I suppose part of that is having the confidence to use the gifts you have. And I see it a lot in Bible college work. I see students come into the classes and their first semester, they're all very shy and nervous and they're not quite sure where they're heading and they don't know how to write an essay or how to get up and give a talk and so on. But by the end of the time, you see what they're doing then. And I think of some students that have come almost illiterate, but at the end of the day, they're writing good papers and they're preaching good messages and they're just doing so well. Mm. And and you see that the gifts have been there, but they've never really been motivated or been encouraged to explore those gifts and explore their potential and to draw them out and use them. you yourself are probably a bit of an example of that, where what you're doing now, I don't know whether you had imagined that before you started college.
Not in my wildest dreams.
But I've just been excited to see how God has developed your life, and I'm awestruck by it. Because one of my dreams always is that students will finish up doing a lot more than I've ever done. Well, you're an example of someone who is, and I'm just excited about that. But I see it in all sorts of ways with people who sometimes you think, well, he's not going to be much, and they finish up doing extraordinary things because they learn how to be who they are and how to develop what they have, and it's through the power of God with them. They still do it. They're still doing it.
Talk to us. I remember the catchphrase, becoming who you are, that you used. Talk to us a bit about that, because that's a really interesting one.
Yeah. Well, it's a bit like a little baby. It's a little baby girl who's born. The day she's born, she's a human being. She's got all the faculties. She's no less human than she's going to be in 70 years' time. She's a human being. But she has to learn what it is to be a human being.
Mm.
And so the rest of her life is learning to be what she already is.
Yep.
Learning to function as a human being can function. When she's a baby, not what babies can do, they're very limited in their skills, but as she grows, she will learn to do things. Mm-hmm. She will learn to be who she is. So when you become a Christian, you're a new person, you're born again, to use a Bible term, you're a new creation in Christ, to use the term we quoted before. But new Christians sometimes are still very shallow and very ignorant of what it is to be a Christian, but they're still, nevertheless, they're genuinely children of God, genuinely born again. So the rest of their Christian life is becoming who they already are. It's just learning to develop all the potential that's there with them, learning godly self-confidence, if you like.
And for me, the thing about godly self-confidence, when I finally got it through my thick skull that the gifts and abilities I have, which are in certain areas and not in others, we're all like that, when I realized that those gifts and abilities that I do have are given to me by God to be used for God, that was the most incredibly liberating idea, because now I no longer have to rely on myself. I have this confidence that God's given me certain gifts, and I'm comfortable in my skin around those gifts. I'm comfortable also with who I'm not. Mm. I'm really comfortable that I'm not a pastoral person. I never will be a pastoral person because my gift is in these other areas.
Oh, that's exactly it. And I had to face the same thing. I started off as a full-time minister expecting I'd follow the normal pastoral route, and I've done a lot of pastoral work, but it hasn't been my strength. So I function much better in the teaching writing area. But I'm thinking of other things, like another table graduate just this month has gone off to Asia as a missionary with his wife and his two teenage children. Now, this guy was a businessman before he became a Christian, and a good businessman, and he could make a lot of money if he chose to. But he's gone off to Asia to work with orphans and interestingly, with orphans at one end and elderly people at the other end. He had got a great compassion for those people. And he's going to succeed. I mean, he'll do that. He's got the confidence to believe that God will use him to do that. And that's what I mean. It's just, for me, it's exciting to see it. But for him, he's saying, I can do this. I can do this. Which it's a big thing to take your wife and kids off to Asia teenage kids and do such a thing, but he believes he can do it.
Well, I got to tell you, even though it's an oxymoron, it is an awesome concept, isn't it? Godly self-confidence.
It is, yeah. For me, it has been just the realization that sometimes I've thought, oh, I should get someone else to do this, and I think, well, actually, I can do it. I can do it. I mean, Table Sydney started like that. I was looking for someone else to come and start the Table College in Sydney and never found anybody. One day I was praying and I just thought, God said, you do it. I thought, ooh, actually, I could. and so the college has been going 20 years now, and it speaks for itself what has happened.
God bless you. We'll chat again tomorrow. Before we go, let me ask you this. Would you like to draw closer to God into a rich, intimate, dynamic relationship with Jesus? Do you want to live in the victory that Jesus died and rose again to give you? Well, that's what our free daily e-devotional, Fresh, is all about. Words of inspiration, hope and encouragement delivered right to the inbox on your smartphone, tablet or computer each and every day. You can read it, listen to the audio or watch the daily video. It's completely up to you. A short daily devotional to take you closer to God by getting you deeper in His Word. God's Word, fresh for you each day. Completely free. To get instant access, just stop by our mobile-friendly website, christianityworks.com, and you'll see the Fresh e-devotional sign-up right there at the top of the homepage. And when you do subscribe, you'll instantly receive a free copy of the e-book, How Can I Hear God Speak to Me? That web address, in case you missed it, is christianityworks.com. I'm Bernie Diamond. Catch you again, same time tomorrow, with a different perspective.